In 1978, Kenny Rogers brought the world a timeless piece of advice.
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
The man who actually wrote the song The Gambler was Don Schlitz.
He was given advice of his own before performing.
Be sure to let them know you wrote the songs before every song. Otherwise, you're going to think it's the worst karaoke singer that's ever been allowed to stand up in front of a microphone.
That's Schlitz talking to American Songwriter magazine in 2022, the same year he became the first non-artist songwriter to play at the Grand Ole Opry. So he decided to follow that advice.
I wrote this. It's amazing how you can speak right. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark.
That's Schlitz singing When You Say Nothing at All, one of dozens of country hits that he wrote before his death last week at the age of 73.
Don Schlitz was born in 1952 in Durham, North Carolina. He moved to Nashville, as he told Country's family reunion in 2024, as fast as he could when he turned 20.
Four and a half very short years later of walking the streets, working as an all-night computer operator,
and writing songs and trying to get anybody to cut one, I got my very first cut. I don't try and sing it like Kenny Rogers, because I'm no fool. On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere.
The Gambler catapulted Kenny Rogers up the charts, and it earned Schlitz his first Grammy, and eventually the song was inducted into the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry in 2018.
Schlitz told ASCAP that year that The Gambler changed everything.
It kicked the door down for me to work the rest of my life as a songwriter and to write the songs that I wanted to hear.
Including Randy Travis's On the Other Hand and Forever and Ever Amen, the latter of which won Schlitz a second Grammy Award.
As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men.
Schlitz was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters and Country Music Hall of Fame.
And he told American Songwriter that as his career continued, it soon came down to him to be the one to step up to the mic.
I know how to stand up in front of people and not take myself too seriously, and know that I'm there because of these songs. And these songs deserve to be played. And the people that sing some of these songs are no longer around to sing them.
Remembering songwriter Don Schlitz, who died at age 73.
Makes a young girl's red hair.